Everyone can use a little motivation in their life, and sometimes the best place to hear it is from those who have experienced many hardships, such as the case for author Simba Sana. This Washington, D.C. native grew up in the cycle of poverty, drugs, and violence of inner-city life, yet was able to achieve much success, such as becoming CEO of the largest black-owned indie bookstore chain in the country. After discovering that there was still something missing, he reconstructed his life and his identity through faith and determination by focusing on the meaning and importance of what every person desires: love. He has channeled his past experiences to speak at various locations, and he has written a book titled Never Stop, a memoir.
It's a coming-of-age story where it really details my attempts to become successful in spite of certain obstacles, those obstacles being, number one, my mother was mentally ill, and she was the only parent who raised me and never saw my father. In fact, never discovered who he was. In addition, her being a single parent, us being on welfare, poverty was a significant part of my life, but also I was involved in and surrounded by inner city violence. Eventually, we were evicted. We ended up being homeless for a period of time, lived in two different homeless shelters, and then we moved into a very rough environment. And I was influenced by my peers, which eventually led to me getting involved in selling drugs. Eventually, I owned a gun. I was in a gang. However, my mother, despite her mental illness, had the wherewithal to somehow convince the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. to pay for my education from the first grade all the way through the 12th grade. So I went to private school despite being on welfare throughout that entire time as a child and as a youth. So even though I did run the streets with some pretty rough guys, I still went to school. I never missed school. And so the book will go into, and my talk will go into, how influences and your peers can impact you positively as well as negatively. But it's more than that, in the sense that once I'd achieved a certain level of success, I found myself unhappily married with two children. And so the book takes a turn where it really turns into a deeply intimate search for fulfillment, love, wisdom, etc.
Mr. Sana further explains what he hopes people will take away from his life experience.
I hope that people can pull out just the human elements within the story. For example, me wanting to know at a very early age, does God exist? You know, who's my father? Who am I? What's my purpose? And then as I get older, and I get into a marriage and I find I'm not really happy, despite all of my success with the bookstores, I got involved in real estate, I still found myself empty. So all of this work and effort, so now I really want to know, what is love? I thought I married for love. Then I found out that I was not in love. And so these are human questions that I think every single human being has to grapple with if they really want to chase happiness. So I'm hoping to always connect with people and encourage them and let them know that finding love is very possible. So let self-love first, and then potentially and hopefully love with someone else.
To continue learning more about how this author developed that love and personal driving philosophy of Never Stop, the Omni Homestead Resort in Hot Springs, Virginia, will host an Après Ski book talk and signing featuring Simba Sana on Saturday, January 27th, from 4 to 5 p.m. Mr. Sana's website is simbasana.com. For AMR, this is Chris Swecker.